Sorry, and the part of the action also we learned, that is that when I don't feel like praying, at least I say the words, right? So I'm not going to have the whole full kavanah, but I say the words. When it comes to learning, I don't get to the depth of learning. I can't learn right now with all the explanations, with all the different things. So at least I just learn, right? And I read the holy words that are on the page. And when it comes to me and friends, I don't feel like being such a mensch right now. I don't feel like I have time for this person right now. I don't feel like I want to hang out with him. I want to help him right now. At least I don't let him feel that. I don't let my action, I keep the action kosher. Inside I'm a mess, don't let someone else feel that. Don't start acting out. Because one of the things of katnut is that you start to disrespect the people around you, you start to treat the people around you badly. So now, B'zat Hashem, we're going to go to continue this on Gimel, on the side there on the left. Lachnis or bekabalat ol. We have to bring in the light by way of accepting upon ourselves the Torah, the mitzvah. To take upon yourself the yoke of Torah, as they say, is not an easy thing. Especially when you're in katnut, especially when you don't have it. He feels weak and empty. Therefore, you have to start to bring in light into this idea, light and passion and desire to do, into this idea of taking upon yourself the whole Torah. והנה עיקר החשק לעמול נעשה על ידי שאדם מבין שיש תועלת גדולה במעשיו. A person, what's a way to arouse the will to do something when you don't feel like doing it and to work hard to do something is when you understand how much of a great benefit is coming from your actions. ולכן חשוב מאוד לזכור בזמן הקושי של הקטנות שעכשיו מניחים את היסודות של הגדלות הבאה. Therefore, it's very important to understand when you come into katnut and everything's constricted and you feel like a little kid, then that is exactly when you're laying the foundations for the next stage of expansion, of gadlut, of greatness. ואם הוא רוצה לעלות, אזי הוא מוכרח לעמוד בניסיון הזה. And if you want to elevate, you have to go through this test right now. והידיעה הזה... זו נותנת כוח וחשק להתאמץ. This gives us the power to work hard and to go harder and to try harder. כי בזה האדם יודע ומבין את התועלת שבקושי ובמעל. By way of this, the person understands what is the benefit of all this hard work that I'm having to put in right now to even get the most basic thing done. ויודע שכמה שיותר יתאמץ לעמוד בקטנות, כך יזכה יותר בגדלות. You know, the more I'm able to get through this period of katnut right now, so too I will only be flying that much more when I get to the gadlut, because it's for sure going to pass. You have to know that Hashem's with you constantly. The way to be successful in these times of katnut is to hold on with very, very strong emunah to Hashem. Even though the main thing of the work, side of the work, is to take upon the Torah, I have to do this, I don't feel like doing it, going to Arabit, I'm going to go to Arabit. I don't feel like going to Shabbat, I'm going to go do it. Don't feel like praying, I'm going to do it. Don't feel like learning, I'm going to do it. At least on the external aspect of the thing, I'm going to do the actions, like we already explained, right? The main thing, though, at the root and internally, is to know that Hashem is with you, even in the hard times. He has shorish lekabalat ol. Knowing this, that Hashem's with me, even in the hardships, that is the whole entire way that is going to be make it easier. It's the root of taking upon the mitzvot that you have in front of you to do, that you're required to do. Mishum sheikar hasiba shadam margish rifayon hu bigal sheino margish et Hashem yitbarach imo kerui. The main reason a person starts to get soft in the work and they start to slack in what they have to do is because they don't feel this. They feel like, right, I'm not with Hashem. I don't feel Hashem properly. I don't feel it. I don't feel like Hashem's with me. So if that's the case, then obviously you start to, okay, well, if I don't feel it, then it's not real, then maybe I don't need to do it. Right? The mind starts to go crazy after that. But if you know Hashem's with you, even in the hardships, right, then it makes it so much easier. אבל אם יהודי יחזק את עצמו באמונה שהשם יתברך עמו, if you know Hashem's with you, it's going to obligate you then to also work in a time when you don't feel like Hashem's with you. This also gives light and power to when you decide then to get up out of your bed and to go pray. כי בזה האדם מרגיש עכשיו יש לי הזדמנות להראות להשם יתברך את אמונתי ואמונתי. Now I have a chance to show Hashem my loyalty and my אמונה. Same word in Hebrew, right? Now I have a chance to show Hashem my loyalty and my אמונה. Because it's not about how I feel. I'm with him. I need to do what he's told me to do. That's it. I have mitzvot. I have things. I have obligations. No matter how I feel. ויאמר לעצמו, you say to yourself, Hashem יתברך איתי. Hashem is with me. הוא מצפה להתגברותי. He's expecting me to overcome this. אזי אני אהיה נאמן לו. So I'm going to be loyal to him. ויתאמץ בכל כוחי. And I'm going to try with all of my power. ולכן, עיקר עבודה הפנימית היא. Therefore, the main internal part of the work is, מיד שהקטנות בא. Straight away, when a person gets constricted, when they feel קטנות, when there is this connection between their head and their heart, להיכנס בזריזות לידיעה שהשם יתברך איתו. Straight away, go into this knowledge of Hashem's with me. Hashem's with me. I don't feel it, but Hashem is with me. I know it. כי Hashem יתברך אומר לאדם, because Hashem says to a person, אני איתך בכל המצבים, גם בעת שהמוחין מסתלקים. I'm with you in all of the situations, even when all of your מוחין leave. Even when all of your intellect and everything leaves you. I'm with you. ואל תיפול לחלישות הדעת. Don't fall to the weakened consciousness. Don't lose it. אלא תתחזק לדעת שאני איתך תמיד. Strengthen the knowledge that I'm with you constantly. I'm with you all the time. וזה בעיקר מה שהשם יתברך רוצה מאיתנו. This is mainly what Hashem wants from us. שנכיר במציאותו בכל עת ובכל מצב. That we will recognize his unity in the fact that there is nothing in the world besides Hashem at any given time in any situation that we're in. כי באמת אין שום דבר בעולם חוץ ממנו. Because in truth there's nothing in the world without besides Hashem. There's nothing in the world besides Hashem. והכל רק הוא עושה. Hashem's the only one doing anything in the world. He's the only one causing anything to happen in the world. לנצל את ההזדמנות להתעלות מאוד באמונה. You have to take advantage of this. Of this opportunity to elevate yourself with the emunah. ויחדיר במוחו וליבו, drill into your brain and into your heart, שאף שעכשיו אינו מרגיש חשק לעבוד. Even though right now you don't feel it, you don't want to do it, you don't feel like going to do that mitzvah right now, you don't feel like going to do that thing. ונראה לו שאין תכלית לעבודתו. It's like there's no purpose. Either way, I'm not going to have כוונה. במצב כזה, אי אפשר לעבוד את השם יתברך. In this situation, I couldn't even do anything anyway. What's it worth? האמת היא להפך. It's the exact opposite is the truth. עד רבה. דווקא עכשיו זה הזמן לקנות קניין עצום. This is specifically the time right now to acquire a huge, huge acquisition. ובאמונה ושייכות להשם יתברך. Of emunah, you're going to bring down a lot of emunah. And when you bring that down, that means that emunah stays with you, right? Emunah is a muscle. You realize you can lift from that situation. And the muscle recognizes that, and that's stuck in there, right? And shaykhut la'ashem yitbarach, and to be connected. I have a relationship. It's here. He's with me at all times. ולהבין שהשם יתברך בעצמו עושה את ההסתרה. השם is the one that took away my מוחין. השם is the one that's concealing everything right now. הוא מתחבא בתוכו, and he's hiding within it. כי אין עוד מלבדו. Because there's nothing besides Hashem in the world. כי אם במקום הניסיון, if in the place of the trial of the test, שהוא לא מרגיש כלום, when you don't feel anything, האדם מצליח להבין שזה רק דמיון. A person is able, he gets to a point where he's able to realize that it's just in his imagination. ומבין שבתוך ההסתרה הוא יתברך נמצא, and you understand that Hashem is inside the הסתרה. Hashem is there inside the fog. אזי זו ההצלחה הכי גדולה שיש. Then this is the most successful, this is the biggest success that a person could have. כי זוכה לאמונה והכרה בדקות בהשם יתברך, שזה תכלית הכל. A person that manages to connect to Hashem, even when it's foggy, and to find Hashem within the fog, then he merits the emunah and a recognition of Hashem and dveku to Hashem Yitzbarach. And that's the end all of a Jew. That's what we're all here to do, is to come closer and closer to Hashem. ובזה יאיר לעצמו את הקושי. A way of this, he starts to illuminate up for him the darkness. ויחשוב אפילו שכל כך קשה לי. And you start to think to yourself, even though it's so hard for me right now, ואני מרגיש כל כך נמוך וחסר ערך, and I feel so low and lacking any worth at all. ונראה לי שאין מה לעבוד בזמן הזה. It feels like I shouldn't even try to do anything. It's not even worth it to do any mitzvot right now. It's not even worth it to go pray right now, to learn Torah right now. אבל האמת היא בדיוק להפך. The truth is the exact opposite. והיא שעכשיו אני יכול להיכנס למדרגת אמונה ודבקות. Now I can go into a level of אמונה and דבקות. עצומה וגבוהה. Really powerful and really, really high. Really lofty. ולעלות מאוד מאוד. And to really elevate myself. אם רק אעמוד בקבלת עול ואמונה. If I really just hold on to this stage of accepting upon myself the mitzvot that I have to do right now, that I'm obligated to do, what I need to do anyway, not talking about above and beyond right now, running around and doing in the mikveh and all these things. Do what's alakha. Do what you have and set in front of you. Do what you have to do, the bare minimum. Not with your whole heart, just do the act. And have emunah that Hashem is with you. When you do that, you're illuminating everything. From this you're going to get immense power to deal with hardships. Now you just open for yourself a huge opening to come closer to Hashem in the most internal part of emunah, when I don't feel anything. Just to wrap this idea up, and we're going to continue with it. In times of katnut, a person needs to work from tenacity, stubbornness, and straight mesirut nefesh, of giving over self-sacrifice. And continue with your good actions that you already have set up for you, that you do every day, even if it's just from the most external point of just doing the action. And what's the internal work in katnut? To believe and to understand that Hashem is with you, even when you don't feel that He's with you. And all that you feel that He's not with you, it's just a test to see if you're going to strengthen your emunah right now. And to realize that there's no chance in the world that Hashem is not with you right now. And if you merit to understand this, this is going to make it easier for you to be stubborn and tenacious to do your work that you have to do. And you're also going to be making a huge acquisition in emunah. You have to illuminate the times of katnut. One, first things first, לדעת שבכוח זה תעלה אחר כך הרבה. By way of the katnut, you are going to only get so much higher. How you act now will determine how much, right? It's like a slingshot. The further you pull it back, is the further the rock's going to go. Right? That's it. The katnut, the constriction, is that pullback. Pullback, pullback, pullback. You're going to get let go, because the point is not to be pulled back. It's to go far. But according to how far you get pulled back, is how far you're going to go. So according to how you work in the katnut, is how far you're going to go in the next level that you're already on, because you're experiencing katnut, which means you already got to the next level. Bet, ata kone kinyan amok v'amiti v'kesher m'shem idbach. By way of the katnut and working properly through it, you are now acquiring a true, deep connection to Hashem and emunah in Him. And by way of you strengthening yourself and overcoming everything that's stopping you from doing His work, and you do the work with loyalty to Hashem, even though you don't feel it. That is a huge acquisition that's going to help you throughout life. Every single time you're going to come across katnut, which b'zat Hashem, if you're growing in Torah all the time, and levels in avodat Hashem, that means you're coming across katnut much more than the average person. Omnam tzarich, keep on going. Yeah?
Yes. What is this?
What?
What Torah is this?
This is b'yam darkecha. B'zat Hashem. Alright, the ways of acting and the work in katnut. Right now, this is a integral part. He's going to be teaching us the avodah lemaaseh, right? The practical applications of how to act in these times. So, b'zat Hashem, get your toolkit ready. The super tzaddik belt in your garden, super tzaddik garden. Get some things in there, b'zat Hashem. First, right? You have to long to scream out in your mouth and also in your heart. In katnut, in all the hard times. In katnut, in all the hard times, you can't leave Hashem. To turn to Him with a true heart ולספר לפניו כל אשר על ליבו וכל מה שעובר עליו. Tell Hashem everything that's going on in your heart, everything that you're going through, everything that you're going through, all the hardships. ובמיוחד ידבר עם השם ידבר שוב ושוב. Specifically, very specially, talk to Hashem again and again. על נקודת אמונה, about אמונה, about this point of אמונה, and say, אני יודע שאתה איתי כמו קודם. I know that you're with me just like you were before. וזה שעכשיו אני מרגיש חושך וקושי, and now that I feel darkness and hardship, זה רק הסתרה וניסיון. It's just a concealment, it's just a cover-up, and it's just a test. אבל באמת, אתה איתי באהבה גמורה, but in truth, you're with me with complete love. ויתעורר בכיסופים והשתוקקות אל השם יתברך בחוזקה. Arouse deep longing for Hashem. Very, very strong. Go deep into this feeling of trying to arouse more and more and more longing for Hashem, more passion to connect to Hashem. לצעוק and scream out, מן המיצר קראתי, from the constraints, from the constrictions, from the hard places, the narrow spots, I called out, אבא, אני רוצה אותך. Hashem, I want you. להיות איתך, to be with you. להיות דבוק בך, to be clinging to you. תתגלה עליי, שרגיש אותך. Reveal yourself to me, so I'll feel you. אני רוצה להיות נאמן לך. I want to be loyal to you. תעזור לי, help me. כי עיקר, כי עניין השכינה הוא על ידי דיבורים וצעקות. The main way to acquire the שכינה is by way of speech and screaming. ובזה יוכל לצאת מקטנות המוחין. And by way of this, you'll get out of קטנות המוחין. כי באמת הכל תלוי כמה אדם עוסק לדבר לפני השם יתברך. It all depends on how much a person is dealing with talking to Hashem. How much are you talking to? והנה יש אדם נפל לכזו קטנות. And there's a person that fell to such katnut שכאשר הוא רוצה לפתוח את פיו להשם יתברך, הדיבורים לא יוצאים מפיו. A person comes to talk, and he, now, okay, fine, I'm in katnut, you told me, I need to go talk to Hashem, I need to scream. And he comes and he shows up, he gets to the forest, he goes to his room, he goes underneath his talit, whatever it is, he comes to talk, can't talk.
It usually happens like that.
No words come out, right? Yeah. Rabbi Nachman
says, you get like prepped, and then you're like, you know, you've got the whole picnic that you're going to be there for the entire day, and then all of a sudden it's like...
But even though we didn't know, this is the highest, right? צריך שלא להתייאש. You can't have despair. You can't give up. אלא ידע שאז הוא יכול להגיע למקום עמוק מאוד. Know that from that place where you can't even get words out of your mouth to talk to Hashem, from that place you can get to very, very, very deep places. והוא ליצוק בליבו ובמחשבתו להשם יתברך מעומק, עומק ליבו. Scream to Hashem. Scream out to Hashem. From in your heart, with no voice out of your lips, scream from the deepest part, from the deepest, deepest depth of your heart. Scream to Hashem in your thoughts. That is, Bezat Hashem, one second. Ki afilu shenidme lo shelibo kar, even though you think your heart is cold, ve'emet eno ken, it's not the truth. Ela bepnimiuto libo kosef u'mitgage ve'tzorek el Hashem itbach, internally inside, in the deepest part of your heart. You have a longing and such a passion to connect to Hashem. You miss Him so much, and all you want to do is scream out to Hashem. Ela shebishvil ligalot et ze, but to reveal it, צריך לרדת לעומק עצום בלב. You have to go very deep into the abysses, down into your heart. ורק מישהו בדלי דלות, only a person that's like דלי דלות, like you're the poor of the poor, like a vessel, a bucket. You're a bucket. Wow. You're a bucket that you're just waiting to receive. Only that. ואינו יכול כלל לדבר, and you can't even speak, הוא זוכה לנגוע בעומקות הזו. Only that person that can't speak can get down to this depth inside of his heart where he has to scream from his heart with no words, with no sound. You have a question?
I don't even need to ask.
There you go. ברוך השם. להרבות בדיבורים ואמונה. We have to talk more and more about אמונה.
So that's basically the answer, right? That's the answer when you're like, you know, like if nothing comes out, the answer to beat that muteness is just to scream, and then it'll just pour out.
So you can, there's two things. There's a scream, external scream, which is one.
Internal
scream? And then there's one that you can't even scream. And it happens, you can't even scream. So what do you have to do? That. Like, it sounds crazy, but that is the loudest scream that you can get.
And then it should just flow.
And from there, things just, you might have to do it a few times, but that internal scream that you have to go to the depth of your heart, and it's only in a time where you can't even speak. It's only in that time that you can get to that depth in your heart where you scream without any voice coming out. It's the natural scream of a Jewish heart, of every heart in the world. It's just screaming to connect to Hashem, right? If everything's concealed, the pnimiut is always, you have to dig, you have to get there, right? But yeah, there's also another way, there's other ways that the tzaddikim bring down. If a person can speak, to start with saying thank you. If a person can speak, just to say, Ribono Shel Olam, Rabbi Natan said this, Ribono Shel Olam, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Master of the Universe. בעזרת השם. ב' להרבות בדיבורי אמונה. גם ירבה בדיבורי אמונה. Talk more about אמונה. כמו שכתוב, הודיע אמונתך בפי. I will make it known your אמונה in my mouth, with my mouth. וכתוב, האמנתי כי אדבר. I believe as I speak. Meaning your אמונה depends on how you talk throughout the day. כי על ידי שמשנן הרבה דברי אמונה. By way of talking more about אמונה. ומחדיר לעצמו בדיבור שהכל השם יתברך עושה. And you start to drill into yourself by way of your speech that every Hashem is doing everything. והכל לטובה, and everything's for good. השם יתברך עמו, אפילו אם אני מרגיש, אם אין אני מרגיש. Hashem's with me even if I don't feel it. זה משפיע על הדת. This has an השפעה, this has an influence on the dat. What is the dat? It's the bridge, right? It's the bridge that connects what I know in my head. What I feel in my heart. That is that. Right? So talking influences that. Why? Because the mouth is connected to that. You know, the Merkava, you see on the Merkava, and the Sfari Sidurim, you have it, you see it's all in that area. ולכן, יחזור וישנן, therefore repeat all the time, שהשם יתברך עושה הכל לטובה, Hashem does everything for good, and he's always with me constantly. And there's no option or ability or way in the world that he left me. כי ברור שרצונו יתברך רק להטיב לברואב. It's clear that Hashem's will is only to do good for his creations. וממילא גם שנדמה לנו שיש עניינים שהם ההפך ההטבה. Even now when we see that there's things that appear to our eyes that they're the opposite of doing good, or the opposite of benefit, צריך להאמין שבאמת גם זה רק לטובתו הנצחית. You have to believe that in truth this is only for your eternal good. וזו האמונה הפשוטה של כל אחד מישראל. This is the simple אמונה of every single Jew, every single person of Israel. שכל מה דאביד רחמן על תו אביד. Anything that Hashem does, he did it for good. Everything that Hashem does to me is for good. וצריך להמשיך את האמונה והדת הזאת. You have to bring this down, this dat, this consciousness. You have to bring it down לעומק הנשמה, to the depths of your neshama, על ידי שינון וחזרה בדיבור שוב ושוב, by way of repeating again and again and talking all the time. עד שירגיש את האמונה, until you feel the אמונה, וממש יחוש איך השם יתברך מנהיג בכל רגע ורגע להטיב לממש. That you will start to feel it tangibly with senses that Hashem, everything that he's doing in the world, is only for good. וזה עיקר הכוח לעמוד בקטנות לשלם ולחזור במחשבה בדיבור. This is the main way to get through the קטנות, to repeat and to say over and over again in your speech and in your thoughts, שהשם יתברך עמי בתוך הקושי, Hashem is with me in the hardship, וזה זוכה לאמונה. And by way of this, you start to get אמונה. ואז דווקא בקטנות, then specifically when you're in constriction, when you're in קטנות, שזה זמן שלכאורה נראה שאי אפשר להתעלות בו, it's a time that appears as if I can't get up from there, right? הוא מתעלה מאוד וזוכה, יש לו, יש לקנות את העיקר עבודה, את האחיזה בהשם יתברך. From there, you get the main thing, which is, what is the main thing? To hold on to Hashem no matter what. That's the Jews' main goal, is to hold on to Hashem no matter what you're going through. When you're successful, you remember Hashem. When you fail, you remember Hashem. You remember that Hashem is the only one that's leading you through. He's the one that's causing the success. He's the one that's causing the failure. He's causing the koshi. He's causing the kalut. He's causing the gadlut. He's causing the katnut. It's all Hashem. So when you start to, from the hardest part, when you don't feel it, to cling on to Hashem, that's the goal in life. That is life's goal. So you start to embrace those times. You start to seek them out. לא לפנות לעבודה זרה ושקרה, and not to fall to עבודה זרה, to all the shakers, all the lies. כשעובר על האדם כבדות הלב, when a person has this heaviness on their heart, ואינו מרגיש כלל טעם רוחני, doesn't feel any spiritual flavor, אז בא יצר הרשע, the evil יצר comes and says, ורוצה למכור לו תענוגי העולם הזה, and comes to start to sell to him all these different pleasantness, all these different pleasures of this world. ומקום שיתענג בתורה ועבודה, and instead of going and having pleasure in the Torah and in prayer, ומציע לו תענוגים חיצוניים, he starts to offer him external pleasures. ומנסה לשכנעו, and tries to convince him, שמהם יהיה לו הרגשה טובה. From this, you're going to have a good feeling. ואור ומנוחה לנפשו. And from this, you have a little breather. Your soul will calm down a little bit. You feel a little bit good. וצריך לברוע ממנו בכל ככל יכולתו. You have to run away from him. Escape him as much as you can. וישנן בדעתו שזה הפך האמת. And repeat in your doubt that this is the complete opposite of the truth. כי באמת כל הבריאה היא רק לבושים על האלוקות. Because the whole entire creation is only a garment, a cover up of godliness. ואין לשום דבר בעולם אור עצמי. Nothing in the world has its own light. אלא כל האור והתענוג שיש בבריאה, all of the light and all of the pleasure that there is in the creation, היא רק אור השם יתברך וטובו. It's only the light of Hashem and His goodness. שמלובש בכל מיני דברים, that is only enclosed and engarmented into a whole bunch of different things. ואם חלילה ייקח הנאה שלא בקדושה, and if God forbid a person takes pleasure from something without holiness, אזי לא ייהנה. He won't benefit from it. He won't feel good from it. כי אי אפשר ליהנות מאור השם בדרך כזאת. It's impossible to enjoy, really, the light of Hashem from this way. שהיא נגד רצונו, which is against his will. ויבזה את הקליפות בליבו, and you should start to disgrace the klipa in your heart. Start to talk it down. ויתעקש להיפרד מהם, and beg, and be hard, and try your hardest to separate yourself from them. כי הם שקר, because they're false. They're vanity. They're not real. ויזכור שתמיד שאדם נופל ליהנות מהגשמיות, and remember always when a person falls and starts to benefit from the גשמיות, אזי אחר כך הוא מרגיש יותר רע ויותר חושך, then afterwards he feels more darkness and he feels worse. כי נפל להסתרת הקליפות, now he felt the concealment of the קליפות, שמראות כאילו יש דבר חוץ מהשם מדבר חס ושלום, because they show you as if there is something besides Hashem. Take this and you'll feel good. חס וחלילה, because that thing itself can't make you feel good. It's only a Kadosh Baruch Hu and the light that's inside it. And you can't get to real benefit and real pleasure by way of connecting to the external thing. וטוב בזמנים כאלו, and it's good in these times, לנגן ניגונים המעוררים את ליבו. It's good to start to sing a ניגון. The bottle starts to wink at you, the joint starts to, start to sing a little ניגון. וגם יעסוק מעט בסיפורי צדיקים, and start to read a little bit of stories of צדיקים. כדי שזיכרון אהבתם וקדושתם, because in invoking a memorial experience of their love and their holiness, יעורר את ליבו, it will arouse his heart, ויקבל כוח להתגבר, and he will receive the power to overcome all of the lusts that are coming to come and attack you in the times of Katnut.
Wow.
And we're still going. This is hard, but we can finish the chapter tonight. It's better not to stay in Katnut for more than 2 weeks. We all want to get out of it. But so we keep pushing. You guys have energy? You good?
It's only two pages.
This is not a long one. Very good. Lo hagasha etzem. Technically, this is a Torah It's a Torah that was said about Yom Kippur as well, right? Because in Yom Kippur, we don't have anything. We don't have any of the benefits. We don't have the food. We don't have all of the different things. And what levels do we get to in Yom Kippur? Right? So it's complete katnut of gashmiut, though. We maktin all the gadu the ruchanit, right? But you see, the more you disconnect from there, then... Zat Hashem. So this part that we're about to learn, this is very shayach for Yom Kippur. Keep it in your mind. Afilu mi sheken machzik ba'akshanut ba'avodah. Even a person that does stay strong and they stay tenacious with their work. Hayetzer menaseh l'shachno shelefachot lo yenaseh l'davek ma'ashem yitbarach b'katnut. The Yetzer tells you, don't. You shouldn't listen. You're in katnut. You're doing well. You're doing your work that you have to do. But don't try to have dvekut right now. Don't try to cling to Hashem. And he starts to confuse you as if you're not able to get to Dvekut right now. It's such a shame, it's such a pity. Really, in the time of Katnut, you can get such a sweet internal level of Dvekut. Such a nice level that you can get there. To try to connect yourself, to find a way to connect to Hashem in Dvekut, even when you don't feel light, via nikret dvekut etzem, and this is what's called dvekut etzem, clinging to Hashem at the core, at the essence, right? Whatever that means, right? We learned enough Torah first. V'inyanahu shafilu shelo magish dvekut b'hargasha chaya befol, and even though you don't feel dvekut in this this real lively feeling, right? Mikol makom yachol lagish pepniut pnimiut alev. You can feel in the most inner chamber of your heart shu devuk im Hashem Yitbarach, that you're clinging to Hashem. Ki be'emet ha'adam devuk im Hashem Yitbarach v'chol zman, ki alo Hashem Yitbarach mehaveh oto. Kol hazman Hashem is giving existence to him at all time. Ve'af she bezman hakatnut ein ze chay u'meir. Even though in times of katnut, it's not living and it's not colorful and illuminated. Mikol makom hakesher v'hadevekut im Hashem Yitbarach nimtzaim b'mitziyut kayemet. The dveikut is there, the connection to Hashem is there, they're completely there, nothing is changed at all, it's just concealed. וצריך להתבונן בזה. You have to contemplate this, ולהרגיש את זה בהרגשה דקה ופנימית. You have to feel this with this very thin internal feeling. ובזה זוכה למדרגה יותר עמוקה בפנימיות ועבודה ולדבקות אהבה ויותר עמוקים ופנימיים וחזקים. By way of this, you're going to get a deeper dveikut, deeper love, deeper internal strong feelings. כי עמד במבחן, because you passed the test. והתברר שאין אהבתו תלויה בדבר. You've just shown right now Hashem by way of clinging to him that your love is not conditional. It's not dependent on whether you feel him or not. אלא היא התקשרות ודבקות בעצם. I'm clinging to Hashem at the core. שזה קשר שאינו תלויה בכלום. It's not this, that relationship is not dependent on anything. אלא שיודע ומרגיש בפנימיותו. Rather you feel internally, in your most internal part, שבכל מצב אנו יחד. At any time we're one. We're unified. כי הקשר הוא מעצם המציאות. My relationship to Hashem is at the essence of my existence. It doesn't depend on anything. וצריך להתחזק לדעת את סוד זה. You have to strengthen yourself to know the secret that when, especially when you don't feel מקום מקום באמת, יש לי דבקות עמוקה ופנימית. I don't feel it, but I have the deepest form of דבקות right now. Hashem יתברך איתי אותו דבר בדיוק. Hashem is with me exactly the same way like he was before. It's also the seal of Motzei Shabbat. It's also being more clarified to us now that I'm clinging to Hashem without all the orot, without all the lights, without all the emotions, without all the feelings. Ela be'etzem atzmiuti ani echad imo. At the core of my existence, I am one with Hashem. Right? And then the last chapter, Bezat Hashem, and this idea of katnut is the chapter of Yehudi tamid oleh. A Jew is always going up. En siluka mochin. There's no such thing as you losing mochin. Right? And now we're getting into Torah Chacham Mamash, the students of the Rashash. It's the path of Rav Yitzchak Mermershtein, the Tzadik Shlita, Zat Hashem. Yesod Ba'avodah, there's a fundamental principle in the service of Hashem. Shemi shezocheh la'avin oto, liknot oto b'libo, mityashevet lo avodah bezmanei hakatnut v'ayeder ha'or. We're about to explain a very fundamental secret, that if you understand this, when you come to katnut, everything will be calm for you. You're gonna sail through it, right? It's not meaning it's not gonna be hard, but you're not gonna be like you're not gonna be like panicking, right? וכמו כן, על ידו מתיישבות לו הרבה קושיות במהלכי עבודה. And by way of understanding this principle that we're gonna explain, a lot of things in your avodat Hashem are gonna be clarified. A lot of questions that you have. So Zat Hashem, let's see what it is. I've never learned this. ויסוד זה מתברר בספרים הקדושים בפרט הגדיר אותו רבנו תורת חכם. And this is explained in all the holy books, but it's mainly defined by the Torah Chacham, which is Rav Chaim de la Rosa, which is the main student of the Rashash in Yerushalayim. And he took the work of the Arizal and the Rashash to the finest, call it quantum Kabbalah. Right? The finest. If the Arizal talked about the year and the Rashash talked about the week, he talked about the day, the minute, and the hour, and the minute, and the second. Right? שיהיה תלמידו המובהק של הרשש הקדוש והוא שאין סילוק מוחין לעולם. The principle is that there is no such thing as סילוק המוחין לעולם. There's no such thing as losing your intellect. Huh? Right? Let's see what this is. והיינו שכל מה שאדם זוכה ברוחניות, everything that a person merits to spiritually, אינו נאבד ממנו לעולם. You'll never lose it forever. You'll never lose anything you acquired. ותמיד הוא ממשיך הלאה למדרגה גבוהה יותר. You're always going up. Meaning there's no falling, right? You got to this level, you will never go below that level, right? למה אחרי שבת מועדים מרגישים ירידה? So what is it? After a Shabbat, why do I feel this drop? והנה אריזל בשאר הכוונות מברר את סדר הערת תוספת הנשמה של שבת. The Arizal explains this idea of the additional neshama that you receive on Shabbat. ואומר, and he says, the Arizal, שביום רביעי מתחילה להתגלות הערת השבת. From Wednesday, there starts to come illumination of Shabbat already, which is right now. Therefore, a person has to have intention that the extra neshama that comes out on Shabbat will illuminate inside of him, which is the aspect of the world of Asiya, the world of action. On the fifth day, tomorrow night, Thursday, we go up further. So right now we have to have in mind that we're receiving already the nefesh of the soul that's going to come on Shabbat. Right now, we can all have it in mind. We're receiving this extra nefesh that's coming down in the world of Asiya. Tomorrow night you can have intention that you're receiving Ruach Yetera, which is the aspect of Olam HaYetira. It's the world of Yetira. וביום שישי, on Friday, יכוון לקבל נשמה יתרה. On Friday, you receive the נשמה יתרה, שהיא בחינת עולם הבריאה, which is the world of בריאה. ואז יזכה להיכנס לשבת, and you go into Shabbat, which is עולם האצילות. ואחרי שבת, after Shabbat, הם מסתלקים באותו סדר. They go back up in the same...
Huh? Going down.
What? The lights? After Shabbat, these extra souls, these extra levels of the soul, they wherever they go from, when they leave the body, they go back in the same order. On Sunday, on Yom Rishon, I have intention to leave within you a little bit of that light of the neshama, shetisher kol yom rishon, that should be there for the full day, for the first full day. V'yom Hashani, on the second day, on Monday, I have intention to leave the Ruach. First is the Neshama from Yom Yishon, then in the second day, the Ruach. Yom Shlishi et HaNefesh. On Tuesday, the Nefesh. And then, right, Tuesday night, and then Wednesday night, Tuesday night already, you're already bringing down the Nefesh again. V'az b'yom Revi, mitchila hachana l'Shabbat Abba. Then on Wednesday, right now, Tuesday night, the work starts again. Is it Toref Divrei Arizal, right? This is the words of Dari. From this we understand, it appears, the work repeats itself every single week. And every single Shabbat, the Mochin and the Neshama Yetera, they come and then they go. Right? That's what it appears like. And God forbid to say that it just repeats again and again. It's a question here. If that's the idea,